Well, hello there. Thank you, ladies. You can remove his handcuffs. Much better. I won't be needing any other assistance, ladies. Thank you. So, you are the infamous new anomaly on the containment chamber block. My name is most definitely not 336. My name is Lilith, and you will address me as such. Oh, where do you think you're going? Already had enough? Knocking on the door isn't going to get you anywhere. Not with how fed up the staff is with you. Now, walk over to me. Oh, look at you. I thought you didn't listen to anyone. But you seem very eager to listen to me. Oh, you look so confused. How about this? Guards, open the door. There you go. The door's open. But you're still walking to me. I thought you wanted to leave. Are you okay? You're trying so hard to stop. You look like you're about to burst a blood vessel. Oh, it's been a while since I've been this entertained. Thank you, guards. Shut the door. Now, sit in the chair. You're trying so hard to not do what I say. It's adorable. I enjoy seeing how long people can struggle before they give in completely. So, do you understand the situation you're in yet? No. I guess I'll need to give you another hint. Raise your right hand. Wrap your hand around your neck. Now squeeze. Squeeze harder. Harder. Squeeze until your fingers are white. You just can't resist what I'm telling you to do, can you? I'm flattered. You can let go now. So, dear, I've heard from your handlers that you've been difficult. Given that they've actually handed you over to me, you must have been quite the headache for them. You see, for reasons now obvious to you, I'm not usually allowed to entertain male guests. Or, as in your case, be entertained. That's why all the staff here are female, as you've no doubt noticed. And by the way, I've seen those looks you've been giving me, even as your eyes were filled with rage and confusion. It's okay. I don't mind. I know I'm quite attractive. It makes it all the easier to do what I say, doesn't it? Shh, quiet, quiet, quiet. There's no need for you to speak right now. As I said before, I know all about you. From your antics, to how you were captured, to what makes you abnormal. I know what your whole story is. Immortal. Can slowly heal wounds. Body resets if you're killed, etc., etc. In other words, a perfect test subject. I can see how you might be unhappy with your confinement, and I can see why you are so important that it would even be considered, let alone approved, for you to be sent to another SCP. But dear, as I'm sure you're aware, there are certain benefits associated with cooperation. In fact, more meetings with me could be one of those benefits. What do you say to that? You may speak. Yes. Why would you want that? Do you know what else was included in the report I read on you? A very comprehensive psychological profile. Not only did it include your intake interview and weekly examinations, but also all of the information the Foundation could glean from your home before you were moved to this site. I've seen all of the websites you visited, the pages you've saved, and every last dirty kink of yours. And I know that no matter how hard you try to resist, you're enjoying this. You want to be my obedient little pet, don't you? You want to be our little lab rat, subjected to experiments beyond your control or understanding. You just need me to help you admit it. Don't worry, you can put up as much of a fight as you want. I really don't mind. I know that you'll enjoy me breaking you and making you obey. I can't do this to you. Well, of course I can. After all the trouble you've been giving the containment staff and research teams, I doubt there are very many things they won't let me do to you to get you in line. Especially given your limitless physical resilience. In fact, how about we experiment with that? I want you to slap yourself as hard as you can. Oh, ouch. That made a nice sound. Do it again. 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 Oh. Your cheek is so red now. But do you hear that? No? Neither do I. Nobody is coming for you, dear. Nobody is going to help you because I'm the one who was helping you. I see you looking around. What are you looking for? A way out? You should know by now that you aren't getting out of here unless I let you out. It's just you and me in this room, and there's nowhere you can go.